From the Woodstove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Woodstove. Lancaster area singer-songwriter Matt Wheeler joins me on the program today. Matt has a new full-length album in the works and plenty of his own shows to keep him busy. But earlier this year, Matt and some friends started producing shows for other artists under the name I Heart Lank City.
Sort of a loose collaboration of creatives, like musicians and artists, who are just seeking to foster a better spirit of camaraderie, of community in Lancaster.
Coming up, it's Matt Wheeler. But first, let's find out what's happening around the wood stove. Coming up this Saturday night, June 23rd at 6 p.m., it's the first in a series of three summer concerts at the Hans Herr House. That's Lancaster's oldest historic home. It's the second annual Music in the Orchard concert series, and the Woodstove House is proud to help pull these shows together. We'll be there on Saturday to welcome Jessica Smucker and the Sleeping World, along with Frances Miller and her band Mandalele. Don't miss this evening of some of the best regional music in the beautiful setting of the Hans Herr House grounds. Tickets for all of the shows are only $5, children under 12 are free, and the show starts at 6 p.m. Visit hansherr.org and click events for more about Music in the Orchard. And you can hear a full interview with Jessica Smucker on episode 10 of this program, talking about her latest album, This Broken Moment. Here's a taste of that album. It's Mermaid's Kiss by Jessica Smucker on Around the Wood Stove.
I had a mind of my own. I was gonna form clouds with words and speak rain and tongues on your wedding day. Yeah, I was gonna be the one to prophesy your mermaid way. How she'd only step down from the movie screen long enough for you to take a bite. I wanted more than your bed. I'ma keep it a words like arrows shooting straight to your head. I was gonna be the one. But there she was with her hair hung down in the ocean on her back. It all happened so quickly, I'm afraid I miss my cue. Maybe I'm just tired. I probed your mind with my tongue. Burned you with chalice lips you mistook for a mermaid's kiss. But I wanted more than your lust. I'm a sepulchral groan of a wind that could beat your words to dust.
That was Mermaid's Kiss by Jessica Smucker. Don't miss Jessica along with Frances Miller and Mandalele this Saturday night, June 23rd at Music in the Orchard at the Hans Herr House in Lancaster. Around the Wood Stove is brought to you in part by Lemon Street Market at 241 West Lemon Street in Lancaster. For convenient access to locally produced, fresh and healthy groceries and environmentally sustainable products, visit Lemon Street Market today. If you're in a rush, no problem. Lemon Street Market has on-site parking and a variety of locally sourced and prepared ready-to-eat meals. If you'd rather take your time and relax, the market has indoor and outdoor seating and features the new Herd of Turtles Cafe that offers coffees, teas, and other drinks along with assorted items for breakfast. Lemon Street Market is Lancaster's healthy grocer, fresh, local, and friendly, featuring regional and world-sourced foods for your complete shopping experience. Visit Lemon Street Market at 241 West Lemon Street in Lancaster or online at lemonstreetmarket.com.
Wise man once said there's nothing new under the sun. I'm starting to believe him, 'cause all I see has all been done. Burning my hands, holding this torch for you. Pain I'll gladly endure, even with a skin too few. Rain must fall down, down on every man. But I'm singing outside your window, asking for your hand. I sense the colors changing, wry smile on your lips. You say there's nothing new under the sun.
My guest today is Matt Wheeler, a Lancaster area singer-songwriter who not only books his own shows, but is now booking shows through the group I Heart Lank City for other artists at the Community Room. That's an intimate space for listening room shows. Matt's currently working on a new full-length album, but recently released parts of that album as two digital EPs that are available for download from Matt's Bandcamp page. Here's Matt Wheeler on Around the Wood Stove. Joining me at the Candy Factory in downtown Lancaster, Pennsylvania, it's Matt Wheeler from Matt Wheeler and Vintage Heart. Welcome to Around the Wood Stove.
Thanks, Jason. Thanks for having me.
So much to talk about with you. You've got a bunch of music things happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
You're playing a bunch of shows, and you're involved in booking some shows in Lancaster. So we got a lot to get into.
Right.
let's start with the music, though.
Sure.
You're taking a very interesting approach to a new album. That will be, I don't know, I know it's in the works, so we'll talk about maybe when it's projected to come out, but that approach is to release demos of the album before the album.
Right.
As two separate EPs.
Yeah, and each of them have their own spin, too.
Yeah, talk about that.
Sure. Well, the first one's called the Strings EP, and by the way, the whole album's going to be called Strings and Wires, taken from a line from my song, Your Vintage Heart, but... yeah, so the Strings EP, that came about because a friend, Ben Young, was going to record when I opened for Dennison Whitmer at the end of January. And the recording, like the miking didn't quite work out and, you know, there was too much buzz in the room. It didn't really work. So we decided to just all get together and record three songs with that same arrangement. It was me and then Caleb Brown on violin and Andrew Berg on cello. And so... so we decided to, you know, do it right, get some takes, did it in the community room, the same place that the show was.
Okay.
And we did two of the three songs are on the full album. The other one isn't, but I thought it'd be a fun add-in, the song Paper Thin. So yeah, so that came together. I wasn't quite sure what I was going to do with it, but then, you know, we got close to time for launch, and I was thinking I'd like to have something, you know, for people. And it turns out that finished up right before then, and I also got... it's three stripped down takes of songs from the Strings and Wire EP, or Strings and Wires album, I mean to say, form what's called the Wires EP.
Okay.
I should make a little diagram for this, but that won't help the listeners. But anyway, so the Wires EP is that. It's basically me and our percussionist, but they'll have all the tracking around it when it comes out on the full album. So both of those were completed around the same time. So I made it a digital only release and, put it up on Bandcamp site, which I'm sure we'll talk about at some point, mattwheeler.bandcamp.com. And so, yeah, I figured I wanted to have something in between now and the time that the album actually comes out.
So how's the progress of the album now? Because we're in June.
Right.
So it's been a few months.
It has. Yeah. Two since that came out. There's been some circumstances and scheduling. It hasn't all worked out for us. I'm hoping for late summer. So we're going to be... besides just me and the percussion, we'll have cello in there. There's some backing vocals. There's more guitar. There's bass. It'll be more filled out is the idea. But Wires is like a hint as to like, here's where we're going with some of this material. And some of it's pretty different from other stuff I've released in the past. So.
All right. So Strings, the Strings EP, two of those songs will also be included on the full length album.
You got it.
Okay. And where did you record the Wires part if the Strings were recorded at the Community Room?
Right. That was recorded with my friend Chris Keeney, who's also played with the band Alethean, and he's worked at the American Music Theater, quite a good guitarist in his own right. But so we actually recorded it at his house, his basement. He's got some pretty high-quality gear, including, and he could correct me on this, I think it's some sort of processor condenser that used to be owned by Steely Dan, the band. Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's random. Perfect for my sound, right? But in any case, yeah. So I've been recording that over time with him.
If we could only get a compressor that Steely Dan used,
yeah,
the sound would just get completely rounded out, right?
Yeah, yeah. That was pretty much just like, what are we missing here? And it's like, ah, I know.
That's it.
Maybe we could have Lady Gaga's like microphone, and then it would be.
It's the Steely Dan compressed sound that would just round this whole project.
Absolutely.
Out. Oh, that's really cool, though.
I'm burning my hands, holding this torch for you. Burning my hands, 'cause rain must fall down on every man, but I I'm singing outside your window, just begging for your hand. I sense the colors changing, bright smile on your lips. You say there's nothing new under the sun. Oh, under the sun. Oh, under the sun.
Let's talk about some of the songs on the EPs.
Sure.
Starting with this Paper Thin.
Mm-hmm.
I love the strings on this. I mean, right out of the gate. So when I was introduced to these EPs, the strings side was the first one.
Right.
So right out of the gate was this paper, the fluttering strings.
Uh-huh.
Talk about that process of bringing those in, arranging those strings.
Sure. I'm fairly low maintenance and inclusive with my music policy with people who play along with me. Meaning that, you know, I'll come with the skeleton of a song and, you know, they'll add what they feel. And, you know, I'll help with dynamics and things, but mostly I figure, you know, it's like, you know how to play your instrument, you'll know what's going to sound good here and we'll see what happens. And, that was Caleb Brown, who is quite an accomplished violinist. He came with that little fluttering part that he does. And that one isn't slated to be part of Strings and Wires. Maybe it will be, but I wrote it specifically, like, I finished like a week before the Dennis and Whitmer show thinking I wanted a song that really went well with strings.
Mm-hmm.
And I practiced with Caleb literally once on that song, and then we played it at the show. And so when you heard it on the Strings EP, that might have been like the fourth time you'd ever played it, but he's amazing. So
yeah.
That, and then my friend Andrew Berg, who is in New York right now, but he just graduated from F&M, and he... I was also part of my church, Veritas, and he, you know, came alongside. And we thought that it would be a one-time band arrangement for the Dennis and Whitmer show, and just wound up being that we, you know, brought that all together for the Strings EP too. And I liked the way it turned out. So,
neath the aspens, rusting leaves take flight. Hallowed light of morning on your countenance tonight. Burnished and branded, senses abandoned to you. In your blue eyes, trembling in the doorway, shuttered and feathered, and struggling to bring it to light. Times you're like mercury, my defenses are paper thin. Here in the waiting, waxing and waning, I'm paper thin. Oh, summer, come heal me, I'm paper thin.
That's Paper Thin by Matt Wheeler, my guest today on Around the Wood Stove. This song, Avalanche, has just a real good hook all the way through it, like in the verse and in the chorus. Tell me about that one. Tell me about the writing of that song.
That's one that, well, when I play it live, I usually preface it by saying, hey guys, what, you know, a good way of remembering a wedding anniversary or another important date, put it in your song. So the first verse it opens with a chorus, but then it goes to April 7, you're waking up. So you can probably guess when my wedding anniversary is. But it's lyrically, it's about like starting a new life together, you know, as a married couple. Like, it's addressed toward my wife, and coincidentally is her favorite song of mine. It was one of those times I had, musically, I was able to come with, you know, a good melodic thing, and those are the lyrics I've been kicking around. That's one of my older ones. I probably wrote it 3 or 4 years ago, but still one of my favorites. And yeah, about, you know, waking up to a new life, and you know, but still bracing for the avalanche, you know, all that that means too. But I think my favorite line in that is, you know, thinking love is worth the fall, the damage healed, and truth is all that remains. So that kind of sums up where I was going with the song, I think, just in that line.
Racing for the avalanche, waking up the sleeper, up to the brighter side of what's making up your little world. The flowers and the season bloom like the daylight shining in the room and the place that you now call home. Well, in the air you feel the change. Suddenly splinter trust is rearranged. Thinking love is worth the fall, the damage healed, truth is all that remains. We're racing for the avalanche, waking up the sleepers. Where you go, I will go.
I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. My guest today is Matt Wheeler, talking about some of the music that he released back in April of this year. The song "Repair" is a nice song. It's a different, you know, gets a little more serious.
Yeah, it's intended to be a little more haunting, I guess. Sometimes I'll build a song almost entirely around like a chord progression, or I'll figure out or see someone play a chord, and I'm like, oh, I really ought to try to work that into something, and that becomes, you know, the impetus for a new song. So that's where I went with that one, and I kind of laced together some metaphorical pieces, which again kind of refer to like being in a committed relationship, which I guess is sort of a theme now that we talk about it for all three songs. But yeah, like the idea of being, you know, in those rough times, praying that love is going to be what fixes it. But I put it a little more poetically in the song.
Rain fell through the open window. Her recurring dream, water gathered on the wooden floor. Empty chairs in an empty house. She fumbled for the keys to open up that wooden door. Dawn creeps in. Like love itself when you let love in. Words sing like the truth. They haunt me like a ghost. I pray the love will heal the fracture. Repairs that we need most.
At the Wood Stove House, we love to hear from you. If you have any ideas about the show, please drop me a line at jason@woodstovehouse.com or leave a comment on the show post. Don't forget to connect with us on Facebook and Twitter to keep up with what's happening around the wood stove. And now back to my conversation with Matt Wheeler. Matt recently released two digital EPs as a prelude to his upcoming full-length album, Strings and Wires. The Wires EP is this more band sounding, at least you're planting the seeds for that on what's out in the EP with the percussion. Let's talk about the song The Lark.
Sure.
In parentheses, Under Shivering Stars. That's cool.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that was one where I liked the idea of the Shivering Stars thing, but it works into the chorus. Lyrically, the song is based on a book I've been reading for a while because it's 1,400 pages long, Les Miserables. Which I don't know if you ever dug into that.
No.
but it's a huge book, but it's like, you know, it's like seven or eight novels strung into one. And for those who aren't familiar with the story, what this scene is from, like, I would say about 200 or 300 pages in, so pretty early in the book, relatively speaking. It's about where Cosette, who, you know, her mom's passed away. She's basically been all but enslaved by this family who's just abusing her. And they send her down to a creek on a winter night, and she's ill clothed for it. She's trying to carry back this giant bucket. It's pitch black. She's just wailing. And Jean Valjean, who's one of the main characters in the story, who's on the run himself from the law for some fairly unjust reasons, he hears her, and he actually knew her mom too, and wants to do right by her, and comes alongside, you know, in the pitch black, and picks it up, and she instantly trusts him and feels like she has this bond. So that kind of moment is what the song is about. The Lark was her nickname in the story. Like, she would be the first one up on the streets, sweeping. Like, if you ever seen the cover of Les Miserables, that's her as the Lark. So picture that, and that's kind of the character that the song is addressed to. So yeah, it's pulled from there, but it's vague enough that you don't know the story. It still is intended, at least, to work.
Right. So how, have you finished the book?
I haven't.
So you just started writing music when you got about 20% into it?
Ambling through the shabby streets of your little town, trying to beat your wings against the ones that hold you down. The ghosts that you think that you see,
That's The Lark from today's guest, Matt Wheeler. Along with writing and recording his own music, Matt has been booking shows for other artists, both through his group I Heart Lang City and through some private house concerts. Let's talk about some of the things you're doing in town here.
Sure.
Exciting stuff. So there's this group, I Heart Lang City, mm-hmm. that I really don't know anything about, so I want to learn about it. Tell me about it.
Okay. Well, it's sort of a loose collaboration of creatives, like musicians and artists who are just seeking to foster a better spirit of camaraderie, of community in Lancaster. And it was actually the idea of my friend Jeff McLean, who's also part of it. It was him and then Ryan Brought and myself. And we were sitting at Chestnut Hill Cafe one day, and Jeff hatched this idea, and we started brainstorming, and he has all these contacts, so we ended up, the kickoff event for I Heart Lang City was when we hosted Denison Whitmer. It was a free show up at the community room back on January 28th. And, part of the idea was, and we do want to eventually do some community events. We want to, maybe even to do a compilation of local artists. I know one of the guys from Slackwater News is that they might be interested. We haven't pursued it very far yet.
Sure.
But, the idea is, make more of a community thing. And it's really, Lancaster is already a great place for that. But the idea is, like, most of what we're doing so far is, putting on shows and trying to do so for free. The evening of when we're recording this tonight, we're having Broken Fences come and play. And that'll also be a free show, even though we're taking donations too. The idea is, not everyone can afford to get out to shows, and we try to bring in some quality artists to come and play those. It all kind of dovetails too with our church community, Veritas. They're not exactly one and the same, but Veritas leases the community room.
Okay.
So, but we also really are about art and music. So we also host art shows every first Friday. So artists, local artists who might not have a place to display, have an opportunity to do that. We do poetry nights with an event called Poets Loft, which was something that originally came about as I was brainstorming with my friend Miguel Rivera, who's a poet. And
there are really a number of groups that are doing these sorts of things now, and I think it's interesting how in Lancaster, rather than there becoming more venues, meaning cafe, club, you know, bar with music.
Right.
There seems to be just people who are taking found space.
Right.
And turning that found space into a venue for the night.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, everything from house concerts to like what Telus 360 is doing with their tabletop sessions, because they're not technically a music venue otherwise. But, you know, yeah, it's great. And those sorts of settings, you know, those listening room settings are so much better. I mean, you could play for, you know, 100 people in a crowded bar and have maybe 3 people paying attention, or you could play for 20 to 50 in a small space who are really paying attention and really connecting.
Yeah.
And it's just so much richer, as you know, from your wood stove house concerts.
Sure. So Broken Fences was a guest on this program about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how you found Broken Fences to participate tonight in the show.
Yeah. Well, that was quite simply, well, I'm an avid Around the Wood Stove listener anyway, you know, not really to toot any horns, but I mean, I like the show and
we appreciate that.
Yes, absolutely. You're very welcome. And, you know, lots of artists come on and there's someone I really resonate with. And, you know, thanks to the interwebs and Facebook in particular, you know, I'll just, you know, find, you know, their page or their music page and just say, hey, I really liked, you know, what I heard. You know, sometimes I'll throw them something like, you know, if you're ever on Lancaster, you know, let me know. And in the case of Broken Fences, I mean, it had just been that. They might have responded and said, hey, thanks. But there was nothing more until the Sunday after launch. It was like late April. And you know, a guy from Broken Fences said they were passing through town or going to be nearby. Would it be possible to set up a show? You know, and you know, we share the bill. And I was like, absolutely.
That's great.
You know, and having the community room as a space to use for it. Because we shopped around for some house concerts. It seemed like everyone and their brother was out of town. Everyone I know who does that, or else they just had one. And so it worked out beautifully to just go ahead and do it, you know, right downtown, you know, in a space that wasn't going to cost us anything.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And speaking of house concerts, so you were also helped recently book a house concert in the town. Tell me about that.
Yeah, well, that was, well, yeah, Dietrich Strauss.
Right. Who's, of course, was a guest on the program.
Absolutely. I met him the same way. So it was the same thing, just a real quick communication. And then it was like almost the same day, maybe the day after, the guy had contacted me. He contacted me. It's like, hey, I'm passing through town. And of course, he's from Lancaster, so we already had a place to stay. He was like, you know, is it possible we could get like a house show or something together? And so I asked just about everyone that I know who I thought would be a possibility. And Keith Slessor, you know, also from the podcast, The Landcast and the band Karis, you know, an acquaintance of mine before that already, I knew he'd been trying to get that off the ground with Live at the Hub at his place. And yeah, he was the first one who came back, was like, yeah, that'd be great. Let's talk details. So we did it. And, you know, his garage is a really cool little venue. You probably fit 20 or 30 in there. 30 would be a little tight. But, yeah, he's got a sound system set up in there and, you know, we just had some signs pointing around to the garage. We had, you know, we had drinks already there and it was very cool.
Yeah, that's great. Well, thanks for taking a few minutes to come down and talk about the music. I'm looking forward to this show tonight with Broken Fences and Matt Wheeler. Is it Matt Wheeler tonight or is it Matt Wheeler and Vintage Heart?
It's, well, you can say it's Matt Wheeler and Vintage Heart because I'm not going to be totally solo, but it's my friend Sean Vega, the percussionist, gets to be all of Vintage Heart tonight.
So, okay.
So yes.
It's Matt Wheeler and a Vintage Heart.
Yes. Yes, he is the whole heart.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
You can find Matt's music online at mattwheeler.bandcamp.com and learn more about iHeart Lang City at iHeartLangCity.com. Or you can simply link up from the show post on our website, woodstovehouse.com. And while you're there, you can check out past episodes of this program, subscribe to the show, or leave a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. If you like what you hear, please drop a comment on the show post, give us a good rating on iTunes, and be sure to tell your friends about the show. Around the Wood Stove was produced at the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. You can find us online at woodstovehouse.com.